Now, for the last several months, I think we have run, dozens of stories about this pipeline that is running through Virginia that will be a gas pipeline. And it's been very, very controversial and has kind of split some of the normal alliances that especially Democrats have had in the state, people who are charged with trying to keep rates down for energy in Virginia and make it possible for big companies to do business, and their natural constituency of environmentalists who are very concerned about whether this pipeline is going to soil the water and spoil the soil the water around the state. Lou Zeller is the executive director of the Blue Ridge Environmental Defense League, and he joins us now this morning to explain the latest chapter in this ongoing dispute. Lou, when I heard you were going to come on the show, I was a little surprised. You all are very agitated right now with your governor, a guy that has been generally supportive over his career in public life of environmental issues. Where do things stand? What's the problem right now?
Well, good morning, John.
Yeah,
and,
glad to have
you. Thank you for inviting me to be on this morning. Our governor has, I think, usurped the authority of a duly appointed citizens board, that is the State Air Pollution Control Board, which was in the middle of its deliberative process to decide on an air pollution permit for the compressor station, which would serve the natural gas pipeline that you mentioned, for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. And in particular, this is the compressor station is slated for the central part of Virginia in Buckingham County. Mm-hmm. And so we have followed this issue, the compressor station and the impacts of it, the environmental impacts, public health risks and whatnot. But over the last few months, like you say, the air permit has been subject to public scrutiny, and ultimately the State Air Pollution Control Board gets a say-so on it. So after we have submitted comments, gone to public hearings, and there's been a series of hearings over the years, both in the in Buckingham itself over the zoning permit, which was the first bar they had to cross, and now the air permit. And lo and behold, in November, the governor kind of tipped over the table that the game was being played on and eliminated two members of the State Air Pollution Control Board who had, I think, good reasoned questions about the permit for the compressor station itself. We think this was the wrong thing to do, and we're asking that people that hear this message and see the injustice which is being done by interposing himself in the State Air Pollution Control Board's deliberations, that he reverse his action and replace the two members who were let go.
Now, I think his folks are saying that he, A, has the right to do this as governor, and that the individuals that he removed who were on this board and presumably would have voted, that their terms had expired already, so he does not see this as an inappropriate action at all. What am I correct? Or am I factually correct in that statement?
The two members that were, I think, fired, they were... If somebody says you don't have a job tomorrow or don't come in, basically you're fired. But, of course, the governor appoints members of this board and many other boards that have decision-making. That's normal procedures for environmental regulations and others as well. So their terms of office did expire. That's true. Along with about 200-some-odd other officials in Virginia, in the same situation. So the problem here is that it was done in the middle of the deliberation. If their terms expired in June or July, then they could have been reappointed and that would not have disrupted the process. What happened was that just a few days after the State Air Pollution Control Board held a meeting in Richmond, and it was well attended, and these two particular members expressed reservations about it, about the selection of the site, about the wisdom of putting in a pollution facility, noisy, smelly compressor station in that Freedman community in the center of the state. That's when the governor brought the hammer down, and they're out the door. So the timing of
it. So you're not questioning whether he has the right to do it. You're just saying
and
that
it was the wrong decision anyway.
Even no matter.
I mean, why didn't he replace those board members if that was a real concern? You know, during the summer.
I understand. You know, another component of this. You were in the state Supreme Court this week on this subject. How did that go? How was that was received?
Well, it's hard to read the tea leaves. I think, you know, the Virginia Supreme Court judges were concerned about the first stage in the decision-making process, which case we brought before the trial judge way back over a year ago. And our concern and the reason that we were before the Supreme Court was that the permit that was issued by the county, and that is the zoning permit, was improper. And so that was the question before the Virginia Supreme Court judges, a panel of three judges.
Okay.
And so we find
when
that...
When do you think you'll hear from them?
I'm very hopeful that they will see that this was... This needs to be adjudicated on the merits. Mostly right now we're talking about procedural questions, whether all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. And I know a lot of times, you know, courts and other judicial bodies will make decisions on procedural matters without dealing with the substance of the matter. We hope that the judges will see that this is an important matter from aspect of environmental justice, from public process, and just truth.
And Lou, real fast, because I'm watching the clock. I'm sorry to cut you off. What's happening with this meeting on Monday, real fast, these last 15 seconds?
On Monday, the Air Board meets again. They met last month. They put the decision off till the 10th of December, and we hope that either the governor will see the light and wake up and smell the coffee and reappoint those members. He has the power to appoint members of this board or do something to make amends for the mistake he has made.
Lou Zeller, the executive director of the Blue Ridge Environmental Defense League. I appreciate you joining us to give us an update on that, and we'll continue to follow it next week. We appreciate it.